Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
All right, yeah, they can be quite brave. A lot of people text it and now they're extremely brave. They are brave. You could walk over near them and they won't even fly away. Okay, I want to read this out to you. And I don't know what you make of this. And I got this in about 2 weeks ago. And I avoided it because I initially thought it was a bit complicated. But then I really see where it's going. Hi, Niall. I'm going to make this as brief as possible. You could have fooled me. It's a page and a half. Anyway, I'm going to make this as brief as possible. I met my wife 15 years ago. And she was the most amazing person in the world. And I loved everything about her. She had a part-time job and a takeaway when we met. But that didn't matter, as I really have a good job, thankfully. And I'm happy to support her and my three kids, and they're all under the age of 10. In the last 2 years, she has told me she's sick of staying at home and looking after the children. She was always in. She's always now in bad humour. When I get home over the last month or so, she told me that she was starting a new part-time job and told me that I would need to get an hour off work every day to collect the kids from school. I'm managing to do it now, but it's putting my job at risk as my boss is noticing I'm skipping off each day. And now she's talking to me about paying for a childminder for the summer holidays next week. The cost of the childminder is twice what she's actually earning. And I understand she wants to be in work, but it's not making any sense. I love her so much, but she's changed her view on life and says she wants to go back to college at night and get a better career. And I support her all the way. But as my job can involve late nights as well, and I am the main earner in the house, I don't see how this is possible while the children are still so young. I asked her to wait a few years, but she just insists time is of the essence. And we also discussed having another baby not so long ago. But now that's completely stopped as well and not happening. And she suggested the other night that I get the snip. Not that we're really doing anything to get pregnant in the first place. Which suggests there's probably a problem in the bedroom there too, by the way, can I just point out. It all stems back to her grooming a relationship with an older sister who is single and has a good job. And I know she's looking at her with envy. She has the single lifestyle, pissing off on holidays and the weekends away constantly. But you can't do that when you have kids. But my wife doesn't seem to understand all this anymore. And I'm so surprised. I feel I'm being lumbered with the kids all the time now, to the detriment of my job. And she has changed as a person. And if I even try to talk sense to her, she accuses me of misogyny, which is a word she never used in the past. She clearly got from her sister. On a side note, she started to go to the gym. She's lost a load of weight and she looks unhealthy. And she's just acting, dressing and looking different. And I feel she's looking for attention all the time when we're out together, which is a rare occasion. Please help. Am I wrong to want my wife to be the woman that I met and the woman that I married and that I'm so much in love with? Am I wrong to just want that? Now, I can see, they call it the 7 year itch, don't they? Listening to the email, I mean, who's wrong here? Is he wrong for not supporting her more for what she wants to do? Or is she wrong for changing so much so quickly? Because after all, he married this woman who is now not the woman he married anymore. It's a different woman, isn't it, really? You know? But who's wrong? Is he being controlling? Being unfair to her? Or is she being controlling and unfair to him by changing so much so quickly as a person? I mean, if you want to change the person, change the person. That's perfectly fine. But what they were doing before was working, wasn't it? She was at home minding the kids. He went out to work because he had a good job and could support them all. But she got tired of that. She got bored with it. And because her older sister is living the single life and having a ball, she was envious of that and decided, I want a slice of that too. Forgetting that she had three children. And now it seems to her, if I'm reading between the lines, the children have become an inconvenience. Or maybe to him they are, because he doesn't want to take the air off work to collect them. And I don't really know who's right and who's wrong. Myself and Ash, or I should say Ruth, were talking about it earlier on. And there is two ways of looking at this. You could say he's being controlling of her, but you could equally say she shouldn't be changing that much because he married her for what she was, not what she's become. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, who's wrong here? Is he wrong or is she wrong? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Breda, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Breda?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Good, Breda. Nice to talk to you.
You too, Pat.
Who's wrong? I mean, is he being controlling?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, just because you marry somebody, everybody evolves in life. We all go through stages in our lives where we become, we better ourselves. We maybe want to learn more things about life. We lose weight after having kids. You know, I mean, this girl, I blaming the sister to me is just idiotic. I mean, he just doesn't, he wants to keep her at home, under his thumb, where he has full control. That's my take on it. And she's decided, I've done my time, I've raised the kids to a certain age.
They can but they're all under 10. They're all under 10. Who's going to mind them?
But all she's doing is going to college at night time for an hour or two.
Yeah, but she's going to work as well. She's taking up a part-time job and he has to nip home now for an hour and collect the kids from school.
Ah, does he? Isn't that awesome? But it's all right for her to have done it for years and years while he swans off and has his lunches.
But he's not, hang on. He's not swanning off anywhere. He's going out, he's working his job to make money to support his family. He's not swanning off anywhere.
But I mean, he's able to go off and have his lunch for his lunch hour and have the peace for the hour.
And what, she can't have lunch? She has three kids. What, she's not able to have lunch?
No, but she normally has to have them with the three kids or whatever, like, which is fine. Like, that's grand. But what I'm saying is, she's done that and now she wants to have a little part-time job, which I'm fully 100% behind her, and fair dues to her for going to the gym and losing some
weight. Okay, can I ask you, well, let's go back to the part-time job. So she's taking a part-time job.
Yeah.
His boss is putting pressure on him that he can't keep nipping home to the kids. Look, either way, the summer is coming, or according to this, when it was written a few weeks ago, the summer is coming and she's organising a childminder for the children while she's in work. And according to him, right, the childminder will cost twice what she's actually earning.
But that's not the point. She needs her bit of freedom. She needs to have adult company. She needs to interact with the outside world.
But she's got to be logical too.
But she is being logical. I don't know. Everybody I know either works full-time or part-time and has children and a husband at home. And they all managed to make it work. Some of them did the first 4 or 5 years at home with their children and then they went back to work. I mean, you can't expect her to stay.
I know, I'm not. Look, I'm saying support. And he even says, I support her going back to college in every way I can. But he says, my job has me working at night too.
Doesn't support her going back to work. Why not?
Because he doesn't believe it's financially viable. And B, the kids are too young. He said, could she not just wait a couple of years?
No, why should she? Her mental health, obviously, I would go mad, I have to say, if I was stuck at home 24/7. I need to get out. I need to be able to interact with people. I need to feel I'm worthwhile. I need to feel I'm contributing to society. I can't see the harm in her having a little part-time job for a few hours. Get somebody else then. Hire someone to come and pick the kids up if he's under pressure. Do you know what?
What happened to being a parent?
But she is being a parent.
Well, if she's not there to pick up the kids from school and she's not there to look after them during the day, that was the decision. And I don't want to make this sexist. By the way, I would make the same argument if I want to, because I don't want this to sound sexist. I would make the same argument if it was a woman working and the man was staying at home looking after the kids.
Who made the decision that she'd stay
at home? They
made
the decision to have three kids.
But who made the decision that she'd stay at home?
Well, clearly at the time that was the decision made.
Well, maybe she felt that she was being put in a position where she'd no choice but to stay at home and mind the kids, because he was talking about his great job and she doesn't have to go back to work, yada yada yada. Maybe it's not what she wanted deep
down. Well, she clearly seemed happy about it up until recently.
But she, I wasn't at home to bring my daughter home from school every day from work, Niall. I think I was a very good parent. I don't think that has anything to do with being a parent. People have to go out and work. I mean, he feels she doesn't have to do it.
So you think he's been controlling?
Yeah, I think he's not taking into account her mental health and well-being and everything else. I mean,
let me ask you then a broader question, right? So he believes he married this girl who he believed was more, I suppose, maternal, maybe, if that's the word you want to use, right? Okay, and now he says she's going to the gym, she's losing weight, she's looking for attention, she's a different person, she's constantly complaining, she's now going to work, she wants to go to college. So in his mind, in his eye, as a bloke, right, he's thinking, she's not the same woman I married and fell in love with. This is a different woman. This is not what I wanted. Is he right in thinking to himself, this is not going to work out?
Well, no, why? Why can't he evolve with her? Why doesn't he say we'll go to the gym one evening a week together and get involved in what she's doing? Do you know what I mean? Like he's putting her in a box and he's decided I don't like that box.
No, they've both put her in a box because they both decided to have three children.
Yes, but
now it seems the children are in it. But now it seems to me, And again, I'm not going to say this in a sexist manner because I don't care if it's the man who's at home or the woman's at home or whoever's at work. I don't care. The children have now become an inconvenience.
But to who? She hasn't
Well, clearly to her, in this case.
Anna, sorry, now you're way out of order there.
Well, I'm just saying in this case.
He's implying that that's the case. But I mean, I'm sure if you spoke to her, it would be the complete opposite. Why? Because a woman wants to go back to work when her children are 3, 5, and 7.
I'm delighted for her. And if it was a man at home, if he wants to go back to work, I'm delighted for him too. But what I'm saying is, but you have to look at it logically too. Yeah, can you afford it?
Well, he obviously can, because he wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Well, she's got a job, and the cost of a childminder is twice what she actually earns. Does that make any financial sense in a family unit?
No, but it's good. But you have to take into account that she can't be looking at the walls 24/7 and doing it all while he's off. Okay, he's doing.
What did your
job.
Mother do, Breda? I mean, and I say this respectfully.
My mother would tell you if she was around today. If she, number one, had known what she called Johnnies were up the north at the time, there wouldn't be half of them around.
Johnnies.
She called them. She said if she'd known they were available at the time.
Oh, I haven't heard that in years. Rubber right. Johnnies.
Yeah, she said there wouldn't have been half of us in the house to start with. And when we
How many of you was there?
There were 6 of us and then one passed as well.
So oh, I'm sorry.
Like, we were set down, you know, which was a long time ago. We were all steps and stairs. Like, my brother and I are 2 days short of a year between us. Right. I mean, I always say to him, if she'd known about that up the north, you wouldn't be here. Whatever about me, like, you know. But like, when we got bigger and my dad opened a coffee shop and a newsagent, my mother got so involved in the whole thing and baked every day for us and loved getting out and whizzing around in her little car. And, you know, she loved the fact that she wasn't at home. Like, I mean, she was at home and she reared us and it was hard going. And she'd be the first one to tell you if she was here. It was no easy ride for her having 6 kids and all in steps and stairs and whatever else. She loved being out and loved interacting and meeting people.
Well, hang on for a second because I need to go to Colette as well before the break. But stay there, Breda. Okay. Colette, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Colette?
How you doing?
Oh, so his wife has changed and he's not happy, Colette.
Oh, well, get over himself is what I would say.
Good girl.
I honestly don't understand these issues. Okay, she sacrificed the best part of their first few years married life in doing the whole motherly housewife, protecting the kids, food on the table, looking after everybody. She wants some of her time now. I don't see his problem. He should be meeting her halfway at least. He should also.
Well, he is meeting her halfway. He's taking an hour off work to go and collect the kids from school.
Well, then how's it cost them a fortune?
No, because now the kids are on holidays for the summer. It's just to get a childminder.
Okay, right. Clearly, maybe they're both a family. Maybe family can help out. But there's a lot to be said for being out, working, having your own independence, which is obviously what this woman wants, going to the gym, fulfilling all the things that she was unable to do while her kids were small. Now they're a bit bigger. She wants a bit of time to herself. She obviously needs it for her mental health. He sounds a bit controlling, if I was to be honest.
Okay.
I'm with my husband since we started going out at 14 years of age. I am now the wrong side of 60. And we both have changed enormously and gazillion changes over all those years.
He did say in the email, I asked her to wait a few years and she just insists time is of the essence because she now wants to do night courses as well or a night class as well. And you know, and don't get me wrong. Colette, hold on. Maybe he does want to support everything. And he does say, I support everything she wants to do. But we just can't do it. In other words, it's just not doable because, you know, he has a job too that they have to protect because that's their income to provide for their family. So they have to protect everything. So you have to make logical decisions as well as ones, you know, that you're passionate about too.
It sounds to me like he wants everything done on his timeline and in his way.
What's he going to do? Give up his job?
Oh,
and then they've no money. Okay, so that's fine. He'll stay at home.
No,
I'm just saying. Okay, so he stays at home. She can go out and work in her part-time job, and then they've no money in this particular situation. By the way, I'm talking about this situation.
Let's say for argument's sake, the kids are off on summer. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Is she going to be just locked at home all summer and not doing anything with their kids?
Do you know that that sounds for all those women and men, there's a small percentage of men too, who are stay-at-home parents, that's quite deep. It's deeply insulting when you say locked at home with their kids. That's what people do. That's what parents do sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, most parents, I did it when all my kids were small. I didn't want them around the house all day, every day. I put them in summer activities,
summer
camps.
And everything else.
I get that, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Which costs money. So is it okay to pay for all of them, but not childcare? Yeah.
No. That's not the point. Of course he's okay, I'm sure, to pay for all that kind of carry on. He probably is paying for, or, you know, between them, because it's their wages. It's not just his. They pay for all that anyway. But he's just saying it's not making logical sense for her to go and do a part-time job when the child minding, or, you know, the cost of, you know, that change is costing them twice as much as she actually earns.
Well, that, again, is another issue, because child minding costs have gone through the roof, right? Yeah. Everybody knows that, right? I have two grandkids. I work an academic year, so I work in a school, right? So in the summer, I'm off. So I try and help them out as much as I can, but at the same time, living my own life, because they have hefty childcare costs, right? But summer camps aren't as expensive as childcare costs, and if they could, between them, work out what hours are beneficial to them both, him still take off maybe that hour. An awful lot of people are working from home as well. Maybe he has...
He does mention that he had been taking the hour off, but he said, let me see, I am managing to do this, but putting my job at risk because my boss is noticing that I'm skipping off each day, and now she's talking about paying for the childminder for the summer holidays. Okay, so in other words, he can't do it all of the time. I don't know what sort of job he has.
Surely he has a lunch hour he's entitled to take at whatever time to go and pick up the kids and get back in the hour. I mean...
Yeah.
To me, he sounds like he's making excuses that, I'm going to lose my job because my boss has copped onto it. I mean, he's entitled to his break time as well.
Okay, what about this? What about this aspect, ladies? He says here also, I asked... Also, we have discussed having another child, as we both love children, or at least I did. I thought she did. And she told me that that's now not happening and suggested I get the snip the other night.
Yeah.
She does really seem to have changed, doesn't she? Everything has changed.
Everybody changes. I'm not the same person I was 38 years ago when I got married.
Not the woman that he married, anyway, that's for sure, is it?
I'm twice the size that my husband married. And
no, I'm not talking about size. I'm just saying attitude.
Saying, everybody changes. I've gone back to the gym. He's encouraged it. He's had a few health issues. I support him. He's not going to be able to work anymore now.
But I think I do genuinely think you're taking him up wrong. I do genuinely believe he wants to support her, but he just finds it impossible to do that right now.
He wants to do it on his time. When it suits him, he'll say,
There's no element of that in the email. Stop making it up, Maida.
That's what I'm reading. He's between the lines.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to lose his job. And I get that, because his job is paying for their family.
Niall, I'm sorry. There is no way in God's green earth he's going to lose his job over going up to pick up his kids. Like,
No way.
That's an excuse. He's trying to make her feel guilty. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'd take him to take a long walk off a short cliff, because there'd be no way.
I would too, in fairness, because it's like he just wants everything to stay the same. Nothing in life stays the same. We're all throwing curveballs.
Okay, ladies. So both Colette and Breed agree that he's being controlling in this situation. Maybe you disagree. And by the way, I reiterate again, I don't care if it's the man at home and the woman that was at work, I would still feel the same way about it. But Colette and Breed disagree. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I just remind you again, it's an email from a guy who believes his wife has changed. Their kids are all under the age of 10. They're married. He met his wife 15 years ago. Don't know how they're married. I think married about 10 years. Anyway. He's got a good job, paying for everything at the moment. She's now taking up a part-time job. And the problem is now the kids are got off the summer. They have to get a childminder, which is costing twice what she actually earns. And he can't take the time off to go and collect them either, because his boss is getting noticed and getting pissed off. So he's worried to lose his job too. And he's just asking her if she could just wait. He understands what she wants to do. And she says she now wants to go back to college as well. And he gets all that. He said, he did say, I support her all the way. But my job can also involve late nights as well. I don't see how this is possible at this moment in time. In other words, he's just asked her to wait a little while before she does all this because it's just not, you know, working out right now. Anyway, is he wrong? Is he being controlling? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Brendan, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Brendan?
How are you doing, Neil?
Good.
I was good. I'm enjoying it. I just actually tuned in because I was with my wife. I had some tests to be done and we took home.
Are the two of you in the car together, by the way?
No, she's gone in.
Oh, I was going to say, did you have a good old row about it in the car? I love when we start a good row.
It is indeed. Like, we're married 40 years, right?
Yep.
Happy is what we were from day one, to be truthful.
I'm happy to hear that.
Right, what I'm trying to say is that I was listening there and I got bits and pieces of it. And the annoying factor is that he doesn't relate to the dangerous game he's playing with his wife at the moment.
Okay.
I find that it's a little bit controlling, right? Like, she wants to have her own little bit of independence, right?
Yeah.
And, like, what he needs to do is, I've heard her saying that he's willing to do it, but not right now. So that's the control. You do it when the kids are ready and when I say it's right to do it.
I don't think it comes across like that in the email. But,
that's just the way that I picked up from listening to it. Right?
Yeah, I think he means not right now because maybe from a logical point of view, there's an affordability factor in relation to the children.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah. I heard that. And I heard that she's in a part-time job and it costs more than what she's actually going to be earning, right?
Yeah.
But the point is that there's summer camps and summer clubs that I could put the kids into, right, and walk around the time that they're not going to be there. You know what I mean? For the hours that they're not going to be there. Like, some camps are from, we'd say, 10 in the morning until 4 in the evening or something like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That they could and maybe sit down and draw themselves together. Like I think you said something about her sisters living the life, separated.
Yes, he believes in his head, right, that this has all started because she groomed a relationship. In other words, she obviously grew a relationship with her older sister again recently. Her older sister is single, and I'm quoting him there, constantly pissing off on holidays and weekends and acting like a single person. And he said, I think my wife is envious of her. So, and she has a good job. So I think what he said is that he believes is an influence from the older sister. And I suppose what you're saying, but I think he's looking at it from a point of view as this is not the woman I married.
He's afraid in case he loses his wife. But if he continues the way he's going, he could. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's in the gym, Jesus, she'd be looking at all these physique fellas in the gym and they'll be, you know, talking and stuff like that. So if he's putting pressure, like, you know, and if he's saying wait, and she's saying no, it's, you know what I mean? And then she's going to have somebody, maybe, wouldn't it be worse if she was going out to clubs with her sister, drinking, and rather than at night time when the kids are in bed
of course
at night,
it would,
and that he's at home. So, like, you know what I'm trying to say? The options, you know what I mean? He needs to look at the bigger picture here. Like, she might want to go out to the gym and look fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for herself, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, her husband, so he's always a nice guy, you know what I mean? But I think he's stuck back in the 30s.
Right, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry enough for saying that, but listening, you know what I mean?
Like, no, I know, I understand what you're saying. Actually, Brendan, stay with me for a second there, Brendan, because I want to go to Philip as well. Brendan reckons he's kind of stuck back in the 1930s.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. No, I see a man, he's trying to hold his family together. He's not being controlling, he's being realistic. And I didn't read anything in what he said that said, oh, I want to control everything she does. I think he's just saying, I'm sacrificing my job to collect the kids. And those last two female callers you had on, they said, I tell them to go and take a walk off a cliff. Well, there you go. That's society. A man trying to hold his family together and they can make a laugh out of it and say something as outrageous as take a walk off a cliff. Well,
but I think it's an old saying, take a long walk on a short cliff, isn't it?
I
don't think that was the intention, to be honest.
I don't think
about.
So, but I think they're making a laugh out of what I see as someone who is trying to hold the family together, and the female who, of course, she can have aspirations, but she's not being realistic. She's being very juvenile about it. And also she's doing all of this from a position of envy.
But what they're saying is, and what Brendan is saying as well, is that he should be more supportive rather than kind of fighting against it.
Yeah, and I think that that's where we can get a nice resolution from this. I do think that he can meet her halfway, and I think that she needs to come back to reality a little bit. I mean, you know, there's night courses, there's part-time courses, if she wants to pursue a different thing. But the thing is, like, I mean, they agreed on a dynamic a long time ago, I'm assuming, and it has worked so far. They have three happy children.
An unhappy wife.
And he's the breadwinner, but that's the problem. She's unhappy because of envy. And that's the problem with the world now. It's everything is based on envy and comparison. My sister is so free and breezy. Well, what's she based on? Her Instagram? I mean, this is the problem nowadays. Like a good, well-structured marriage is now potentially on the rocks because our sister has a kind of glamorous Instagram profile. I think she just needs to come down to reality a little bit. He needs to meet her halfway, and I think they'll be okay.
Would you agree with that, Brendan? That she's not being realistic?
No, not at all.
But the point Philip is making is they agreed to a dynamic, and when they had the children or decided to have three children, which is not a mean task to look after three children, the dynamic they agreed on was that he had enough money to support them and that she would look after the kids. That was the dynamic they agreed.
That was then, right?
Oh, then. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everything changes, right? So, like, I understand what Philip is saying. But, like, you know, he said, like, that he there's night classes. Like, she wants to go to college by night, and he said, no, wait till a later time.
No, that's not what he said. I'm going to read it out again, okay? That's not what he said, okay? She now says she wants to go back to college at night and get a better career, and I support her all the way.
All right,
but he says, as my job can involve late nights as well, I don't see how this is possible until the children get a little bit older. Now, I don't think that's an unreasonable statement to make.
It's not, but couldn't they get a babysitter? Is there grandparents around that could cover for the 2 hours or whatever hours among the hours they're doing?
The thing is, Brendan, can I just jump in? I mean, there has to be sacrifice here. I mean, if I'd agree with you, Brendan, if they were like 25, you know, free and breezy, but they're not now. So I think there has to be an element of reality here and sacrifice. And this is a word people don't like anymore, sacrifice. I mean, can she go off to Bali for 4 months now?
No.
Is that realistic? Is that fair? Like, because she wants to do it, I don't want to gender things, but is that fair?
Mm. But like the thing that what I'm caught up in is that I've been married for 40 years, right? And from day one, like I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, you know what I mean? And I saw my mother do stuff. That was a thing then, right? And as we go on in life, people change in life. If you understand what I'm saying, like the 70s, the 80s, like when I got married in the 80s, my wife had a part-time job. She was working full-time, sorry. She became pregnant. We had a child. She stopped working. And like I'm in a very good job, and we had the money. We didn't need to for her to go back to work. But she wanted to go back to work. And, you know.
And what age was the children when she went back to work?
My son would have been 13.
Okay, so and that's reasonable.
But
that's all he's saying.
But I hear that. But all I'm trying to say, like, that was in the 80s. We're now in the 20s.
But what difference does it make because it's a different date? The point is, you made the same moral decision, and you made a decision with your wife at the time, and you said that's what we want to do.
Well,
people change. You know what I mean? I mean, like, when I got married and took the vows, you know, I know love and all that, and all that shit, you know what I mean?
But it's not shit. Actually, hang on, because I need to get Valerie in before I finish. Sorry, lads, I'm not being rude to you both of you. Stay there for a second. Valerie, you're an Irish classic against Eden. Valerie.
Hi, I'm good, Niall. Niall, I didn't get that gentleman's name there. He was on about making sacrifices.
Philip.
Seems to me like she's making, Philip, it seems to me like she's making all the sacrifices. To be honest with you, I mean, he's able to live his life the way he always did. I think it's a very wise lady. We'll keep her foot in the market, because when we get married, we all intend to do it for life. You know, love, honour, the whole lot. But sometimes things happen in life.
With respect, he's the breadwinner.
And I have been in that circumstance where I stayed at home for 10 years, and when things went able, and he was working late nights, never home, and I did all of the childcare, I had to go back into the market then and start afresh. After giving up a career for 10 years, that's a very difficult situation.
Let Philip respond. That's right, Philip.
I think you've exemplified exactly my point. You're speaking from a position of envy, You're envious of your partner. I had to go back in. And as well, this guy doesn't... Like, you're acting as if this guy...
You have to keep your own independence.
Just to make a point, you're making...
There's nothing wrong with it. So, listen, can I just ask you, so we have an awful lot of very well-educated girls out there at the moment in college with their degrees and the whole lot. And so when they get married and they have children, should they give up that completely? And just stay at home and bake cookies and
If there's an agreement on that dynamic,
very easy to make an agreement before you
because
have children,
the reality is, raising children is
one of the most... I have made a massive sacrifice. I stayed at home for 10 years, and I don't regret one minute of that.
This man is going to lose his job because he has to pick up his children.
He didn't realize that simple fact. He has to make compromises.
What compromise can you have?
But it's not like she's going to just dump her children.
But is there not a middle ground between both you, Philip and Valerie? And I do understand what Philip is saying. I understand what you're saying, Valerie, too, and it can be difficult for a woman. Mind you, nobody goes into a relationship wondering is it going
Absolutely.
To end again.
Yes.
But in saying what Philip has said, if a couple make an agreement and that is the dynamic they choose because either she's the better earner or he's the better earner, let's not be sexist about it, and one decides to stay at home with the children, that's the decision they made as a couple. Is that not what Philip is trying to say? That's not a bad decision because...
And it's a very good decision and it's a smart thing to do. But my point is, are her children not getting to an age where they're at school now?
They're all under 10. I don't know what age they are, but it does say they're all under 10.
She's only looking to go back part-time. I went back part-time and a lot of my neighbours went back part-time.
And that's
when
wonderful.
Our children were in school.
By the way, that's great if you can do it and there is the availability of somebody to collect them from
usually
school.
Usually now it's 9 till 1 o'clock.
Well, in this case, he has clearly mentioned that now he has to take an hour off work in the middle of the day and his boss will get a bit pissed off at him to go and collect the kids from school.
It's probably just one of the inconveniences, collecting them from school in his lunch break. He sounds a bit selfish, to be honest with you.
Just to be fair, like it's the flight of fancy thing about it that I don't like. I mean, she's looking at her sister and she's having this big free life and everything. And you know,
that's an assumption her husband has made.
It's what she said. He said in the mail.
He's assuming that
she wants to drop it all at the drop of a hat. And basically go back to college or go back to some different line
of work. I
think
that's wonderful. Why shouldn't she do that at night time?
He has to risk his career now to go and pick up the children. I think the caller is saying is that that's not balanced. He wants to support her.
Ladies, I have to wrap it up because I'm running out of time. Thank you very much indeed. But sorry for cutting both of you too short.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.